Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan as we take our short little pause here to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. We've experienced since we talked last one, if not two, eclipses. We still have all kinds of stuff going on. As a matter of fact, we've also experienced the transit of Venus across the sun, as well as talking about Gemini. Lots of stuff going on.
Yes, Richard, thanks once again for having me on the show. I just love our little chats, and especially at times like this, where there's so much big stuff going on that you can directly, where it's easier to directly connect to events and incidents in our material lives.
And so How does a Gemini at this particular juncture relate to the lunar and solar eclipses as well as the Venus transit?
Well, it's pretty much all in Gemini. The first eclipse on the 20th of May, both the sun and the moon were in Gemini. The second one, that the lunar eclipse that happened on June 4th, the sun was in Gemini, the moon was directly opposing in Sagittarius, and then this Venus transit has happened when Venus, both Venus and the sun, are in Gemini. And Venus has been in Gemini since April. It went retrograde on the 16th of May. It goes direct on about the 26th, 27th of June. And so, and Mercury is in Gemini also, so there's just a lot of planets there and activity there. And so it just emphasizes the qualities and the attributes of Gemini.
And those attributes just in general are?
Well, it has an emphasis on community and anything that builds and strengthens your community and makes it easier for us all to work together as a team to solve our common problems.
Mm-hmm.
It also rules communication, which is essential in that process.
Right. I know, too, that just in terms of our conversations off air, we're all kind of dealing with other entities and trying to resolve issues.
Right.
I mean, you and I both are probably in agreement that, you know, we don't want to go to war. We just want a resolution. That's all we want.
Right.
And so communication and correct communication is essential in these kinds of endeavors.
Yes.
Because you don't
yes.
want to make enemies.
You really don't. And it's about, you know, listening
mm-hmm.
and responding appropriately.
Yeah.
And this time of year, if you've, you know, a lot of us are finding we're having to negotiate things or revisit things that we thought were settled. And especially with Venus in play, Venus rules love and money.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so a lot of this has to do with, you know, the cable bill and the
yeah.
wireless bill and bills.
All those
bills
different things,
coming
yeah.
due and mistakes on bills
yeah.
or faulty service.
Exactly.
And having to talk to these people.
Right.
And
exactly. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is the website. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.